Kerbosi, hope all is good. Today's daf is Nedarim daf Ayin Ches. And again, a little bit of, we've been talking about Hafara and Hatara, and it's probably good to review the difference between the two of them. Hafara's Nedarim is when the husband or the father is made for neder, so the husband is made for neder of his wife, and Hataras Nedarim is when the person takes a neder, right, goes to either a Chacham or a Beis Din, as we'll see today, right, three Adyotos, and goes and annuls his nether. Now, without the Ron, if you want to poke around, it has differences la halacha. We've mentioned a couple of them. You know, Hafaras Nedarim has a time limit, only that day we talked about. Hataras Nedarim you can do whenever. When Hataras Nedarim is retroactively getting rid of the nether, and Hafaras Nedarim is just canceling it, stated simply. Okay, but those are two different, the two ways of canceling a nether. And they're slightly different, and that's going to be important because we're going to have some drushes back and forth, right? And seeing stating who can do what, and trying to learn some of those halachos as well. So we're here at Amar Rabbi Yochanan, three lines up in Ayin Zayin and Beis. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Chacham she Amar Balashon Baal, Ubaal she Amar Balashon Chacham lo Amar Klum. Again, the Chacham does Hataras Nedarim, and the Baal does, and the husband does Hafaras Nedarim. So they have to use the appropriate language. If they use each other's language, the husband wants to do Hafara and uses the language for Hatara, or the other way around, so that's no good. Tanya, as we found the Brisa, Zeh Adavar, right, this is the thing, again, that's in the Parsha of Nedarim, Zeh Adavar Shetziva Hashem, right, at the beginning, if you look in the beginning of Parsha's Matos, Hachacha Matir, Vein Baal Matir. Right? The Chacham is allowed to do Hataras Nedarim, and the husband does not. Sheyachol, because you might have thought, that's what we learned from that drasha Zeh Adavar, that we learned that a Chacham can do Hataras Nedarim and not a husband. Sheyachol, you might have thought, Machacham Shein Mefer Matir, you might have thought that since a Chacham can't do Hafaras Nedarim, but he can do Hataras Nedarim, so Baal, so the husband, Shemefer, that can do Hafaras Nedarim, in Adin Shematir, should certainly be able to do Hataras Nedarim. So Tamalama, therefore, the pasuk says, Zeh Adavar, this is the thing. I mean, this is the words. This is the halacha. Right? If you look at Rashi, Dvarim Kiksavam, the Mefarish, Dvarim Kiksavam, Dein Baal Matir. Right, that it's unique roles for each one of them. Right, Chacham Matir Vein Baal Matir. That the Chacham does Hataras Nedarim and not the husband. Tani Yidach. Another brisa says the drasha the flip side, the other way. Zeh Adavar Baal Mefer Vein Chacham Mefer. That the words Zeh Adavar teaches me that the husband is able to do Hafaras Nedarim and the Chacham is not. Right, if he's not married to the woman. Shiachol, because you might have thought, Ma Baal Shein Matir Mefer, a husband who is not able to do Hataras Nedarim, but he is able to be Mefer Neder for his wife. So Chacham Shematir, Ein Adin Shemefer. A Chacham is able to do Hataras Nedarim, so maybe certainly he can do Hafaras Nedarim. So therefore, Tamalom, therefore, the Pasuk said, Zeh Hadavar. And that Baal Mefer, Vein Chacham Mefer. Now the Pasuk says, right, that Zeh Hadavar, this is the thing. The husband does Hafaras Nedarim, the Chacham does not. Additionally, Nemar Kan Zeh Adavar, and Nerman Nemar Lahalan Zeh Adavar. Furthermore, it says by Hataras Nedarim Zeh Adavar. It also says Zeh Adavar by Shchut Echut. The halacha is that a person is not allowed to shecht an animal that was designated as a korban outside of Beis HaMikdash. That's on Onesh Kares. Right, bad stuff. And it says also by that pasuk, it says by that context. Where is it? Over here? Yeah. Zeh Adavar al Aharon v'al Banav v'al Bnei Yisrael v'amar Talihem Zeh Adavar Shetiva Hashem Lemor. Right, in, I guess, Parshas Metzora, probably. Is it in Kedoshim? Maybe it's in Kedoshim. Or Emor, that would probably make more sense, right? Okay, either way. B'shchut Echutz, Ma B'shchut Echutz, Aharon u'Banav v'chol Yisrael. Right, again, we have a drasha, we have a Gzeri Shava. Just like Shchut Echutz, the halacha applies to all Jews. So Af Parshas Nedarim, Aaron Ubanov v'chol Yisrael. So do by Nedarim. It also applies to all Jews. Now Gemara is going to analyze what that means. Umakan Roshei Hamatos, and just like over here by Roshei Hamatos by Nedarim, Af Lahalan Roshei Hamatos. Right, there's a special halacha for the Roshei Hamatos, right, for the leaders, the Rabbanim. Right, by Nedarim they can be Matir Neder. So too by Shchut Echutz you also have a concept of the Rabbanim, and we'll see exactly what that means in a second. So the Gemara explains. But Parshas Nedarim L'mayelachasa. By Parshas Nedarim, what is the halacha when you're telling me that they have this Gzer Shava that applies to all Jews, Aaron, his children, all the Jews? What is that? Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Lach Shir Shlosha Hediotos, to enable three random Jews, right, to sit there and be Matir Neder. Aiva Rosh Hamatos, but doesn't the Pasuk say that only the Rosh Hamatos can deal with Nedarim, right, the leaders, the Rabbanim? So Amar Rav Chista, Vitim Rav Yochanan, Biyochan Mumcha, Enechinami. Biyochan Mumcha, yes, they can, but that's a different halacha, that a single Mumcha, a single expert, a single Rav, right, can be Matir Nedarim. Rosh Hamatos b'shchut chutz l'mayilchasa. Okay, where in the world, what kind of halacha do you have that the rabbanim or the heads, the leaders, are shayach to shchut chutz? What does that have to do with anything? So Rav Sheshes is lomar sheyesh sheila behekdesh. Apparently, Rav Sheshes says that you have some concept of sheila. You can ask, right? That's the language of matir neder. Right? You can be matir a neder ish, right? By a korban. If a person says this animal's a korban. Right, and then he shechts it outside the Beis HaMikdash. So what you can do is you can go to Chacham and say, you know, if I would have known I was going to shecht the Korban outside the Beis HaMikdash, never would have made it into a Korban. So that can be, you can be matir the neder, so to speak. You can uproot, and you can be shoel on the Hekdash, and then you can get out of the Isser, right, violating the Isser Kares of Shechut Yechut. Now, the Beis Shammai Damar ain't Sheila Behekdash, but according to Beis Shammai, who says that that's not a thing, that you can't do that. So then Rosh Hamatos dechtiv shvut dechutz l'mahilchasa. Well, then what do you use that concept for? What does that teach me? So that there are rabbanim b'shvut dechutz. What does that do with anything? So the Gemara says, well, you don't need to do anything with that because Beis Shammai lists like Gzeir Shava. Beis Shammai simply doesn't hold Zadavar. It doesn't hold that Gzeir Shava. So therefore, we don't need to tell me that there's a shaychus of Rosh Hamatos by shvut dechutz because Rosh Hamatos is only written by Nedarim. You have Zadavar, Zadavar. Yeah, okay, Beis Shammai doesn't hold all that, Gzeir Shava, and therefore they don't need to tell you what it means. So the Gemara says, Zadavar, Parsh Nedarim, the Mike Siv. So therefore, Kona Beis Shammai, so what do you need that, what do you need that for? They don't have Gzeir Shava, so what does that Pasuk Zadavar teach me? So Lomar Chacham Matir Vein Baal Matir and Baal Mefer Vein Chacham Mefer. So that's teach me, like we had those braces before, that a Chacham can only do a Taras Nedarim and a husband can do Hafaras Nedarim, but those roles don't switch. Okay, but Zadavar B'Shchut Echutz L'Mai Ksiv, right? But then you have that Pasuk by Shchut Echutz, right? Okay, it's not Gzeir Shava, I get it, but what do you Zadavar by the halacha of Shchut Echutz of shechting things outside the Beis HaMikdash, what does that do for you? So Lomar Al Shchita Shechayev Vein Chayev Al Malika, to tell me that you're only Chayev for Shchut Echutz, right, on Shchita, but not Malika. What's going on over here? So Shchita is the normal shechting thing that you probably are familiar with. Right, take a knife, the animal's neck, etc. Malika is what they used to do to shecht, quote-unquote, kudshim birds. That whenever someone would bring a bird korban, the Kohen would do Malika, which would be, he would take his, the sharp thumbnail and press that and shoot that through the back of the neck of the bird, and that was how they would shecht it, quote-unquote. That doesn't make a bird kosher, right? They don't do that to chickens or birds or whatever. You want to eat them. But that was for a korban. So if you would do that outside of a samikdash, that would not be considered to be shchut echutz. That would not get you an iser kares. Even though you might have thought, right? Similar, right? Again, similar the process, right? But that would tell me that, according to Beis Shammai, that you would not get kares for doing that outside of a samikdash. Okay, but Elul Beis Shammai, the Achshav Shal Shehad Yodos Minalan. Right, well, if you're telling me Beis Shammai, right, doesn't hold his Gzer Shava, right, so where, again, that's what we used to teach me that three Hediotos, right, because we had that right before Aaron and his children and all of Am Yisrael, right, so how does he know that you can use three Hediotos and a basin to get rid of, to be Matzer Neder? So when it says, Naftulim Midir of Asi Bar Nelson, he learns it from the following Joshua, right, the Chtiv Pasuk says, right, the Moshe is Moadei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael. Right, we say that obviously every holiday for Kiddush and Davening, etc. Moshe told them all the holidays. V'atanya, the Brisa says, Rabbi Yosef Haglili Omer Moadei Nemru V'lo Nemru Shabbos Bereishis Yimayim. Right, that parsha is talking about the Moadim, the holidays, but not Shabbos. Right, it wasn't said there. It doesn't mention there. Ben Azi Omer Ben Azi says Moadei Nemru V'lo Nemru Parshas Nedarim Yimayim. That there is no, they meant that parsha talks about the Moadim, but it doesn't talk about Nedarim. Problem is, as we'll see in a second, both of those concepts are discussed either in that parsha or immediately thereafter. So what do you mean, as the Gemara will ask in a second, what do you mean they're talking about the Chagim and they don't talk about Shabbos? Or they talk about the Chagim and they don't talk about Nedarim. Nedarim is literally the next parsha. So Shabbos is mentioned in there. So that's what the Gemara is immediately going to have difficulty with, and it's going to explain. This is where, again, remember where we're coming from. This is where Beis Shammai holds that three hevyotos can be mater neder. So we said we had this phrase right, Eila Moadei Hashem, right? Moadei Hashem, Vaydeber Hashem, Moshe is Moadei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael, right? There's Moadim ben Hashabbos, Moadim ben Anedarim, then Ravasi Barnasim, Kashu Lebel Anastizim. He said, what the heck is going on over here? He said, Asol in Nardo, like Meder Rav Sheshas, Velo Ashkechai, he went to find Rav Sheshas in Nardo, and he wasn't there. And also, Abbasri the Mechoza, so he followed him, he found him in Mechoza, and Amalei, he said, what do you mean? Moadei Hashem Nemru, Velo Nemru, Shabbos, Bereshis Yimayim? Like, see, Shabbos Yimayim, what do you mean? Shabbos is written right there. And also, Moadei Hashem Nemra, Velo Nemra, Parshas Nedarim Imayim. Right, Mr. Ksiv, it's written right there. It's written right next to it. Right? What do you mean it's not written there? So Amalei, so Rav Sheshas explained, Hachikitani, this is what the Brisa means. And this is where Beis Shammai gets the fact that three people can judge and do a Beis Din. Moadei Hashem Tzuchim Kiddush Beis Din. That the holidays require Kiddush Beis Din, right? That's when Bnei Yisrael are Makdish the month. Then, you know, Nisan, then you know when Pesach is. But Shabbos Bereishis Ein Tzricha Kiddush. But Shabbos comes every 7 days. Doesn't matter, Beis Din, no Beis Din, whatever. Again, Shabbos is showing up in a week, regardless of what happens. Kiddush, okay. Moadei Hashem Tzricha Mumcha, Veina Parshas, Nedarim Tzricha Mumcha. And to figure out the Moadei Hashem, to figure out the Moadim, to be Mekadosh the Chodesh, right, that requires mumchim. They need to know what they're doing, right? But nedarim, and this is where it gets back to us. Nedarim don't require a mumche. Don't require experts. Afilu beis din eliotos, right? They can even have a beis din, right, of regular people. Okay, and that's where Beis Shammai basically gets that from, even though he doesn't learn the Gzer Sheva. I have a parsha nedarim roshei amatos ksiv. But one second. But again, same question we asked before, right? By nedarim, by matos, it says that the parsha is matos, right? It talks about nedarim. Roshei amatos, it implies that you need leaders, rabbanim, mumchim, etc. Amar Rav Chisda, b'mitim Rabbi Yochanan, b'yochid mumcha. And yeah, that's the way I answered before. That is talking about a yochid, right? A singular, a single rav can be matir neder, but a beis din does not need mumchim. Amar Rav Chanina. Okay, so switching topics now, switching gears. Hashosek Almanas Lamekat. If a husband is quiet, not because he hears his wife's nether, she's not going to eat meat for a week, whatever. And the husband is not quiet in order to be Mekayim the nether, but is in order to Lamekat, in order to bother her. Again, to meaning to make her think that he wants to be Mekayim the nether, that's what the Ron says, but not really. He's really going to be made for it. He's really going to get rid of the nether. But again, they're in a fight. Again, why does the wife take a nether like that? Oh, maybe they're in a fight or whatever. So the husband said, you know, he stares at her, doesn't say anything, intending to be made for a nether later. So mefer afilu mikan ve'ad asar yamim. So he can be made for the nether later, right? Even within 10 days. Now, obviously, again, just to point out, right? When we said that you have a time period, right, with which to be made for a matir nether, right? That's only because usually what we say, if the husband hears about the nether and doesn't say anything, it's because he's maskim. It's because he agrees. He's mekabel the nether. But if he's clearly just trying to annoy her, so then there is no kiyum. So then he can be made for a nether even afterwards. So Masi Rava said, what do you mean? The Brisa, this Mishnah we had earlier. I think this is a Brisa, but similar to the Mishnah we had about a week ago. Amosai Amru Meis Baal in the Stroke of Rishus Lav. Right, when do we say that if the husband dies, right, the Rishus to be made for the girl's nether goes back to the husband. So then Bisman Shaloshama Habal. Right, either if the husband didn't hear. Osha Shama, I mean, I have like a bit of a gears over here, but okay, let's just say, where's the gears to say? Either way, either Veshazak, Osha Shama, Behavior, Osha Shama, Veshazak, or no Mesbo Vayom, right? If you heard about it, right, and he was quiet, right, and then he died, Abba Shama Vakiyam, right, if he heard and he was Makayim it, Osha Shama Veshazak, Umes, Bobayom, or if he heard about it and he was quiet and then he died, Shalachrov, right, died the next day, and Yochalafer. Then the father is no longer able to be made for nether. And in the case is, what do we say? My la b'shosek amanas l'meket? The last thing we said, again, the most important thing here is the last one, where he heard it and he was quiet and then he died. So isn't that talking about a case where he was quiet in order to annoy her? Right, not to be Mekayim her? So Gemara says, no. The B'Shoah is like, I'm going to ask the Kayim. No, no, no. He was Mekayim the Nether. Not, then obviously, Rishos doesn't go back to the father to then be made for Nether. So Gemara says, Yehachi, Hainu Shama Mekayim. Well, one second. We already said that earlier in the Brisa. If you heard it and he was Mekayim it. So what? Who cares if you heard it and he was Mekayim it, or he heard it and he was quiet in order to be Mekayim it? It's the same thing. So Gemara says, you're right, Ella. B'Shoah says, Stam. Really? No, it's just he was quiet without any intention whatsoever, right? He wasn't sure. He was still, as the Ron explains, he was just trying to figure out what to do. He was quiet all day. Didn't have any specific, to be a mefer or not. And therefore, you can't learn anything about shosek al manas lamekat. You can't learn anything about being quiet on the condition in order to like annoy her from this brisa at all. All right, we're going to continue talking about this until the end of the parak tomorrow. It's Hashem. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.